We got a special guest in studio today from Nagani, Kathy Pierce, talking to us about her second buck story. So, Kathy, thank you for coming in, first of all.
Thank you, Adam, for having me.
I appreciate you giving us a chance to hear your story here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your backstory and history and hunting, but just to make sure I got this straight, this is your second buck solo. Meaning, you did everything hunting-wise by yourself. Is that right?
Right.
So explain that a little bit.
Well, back when my boys were younger, as a family, we would go out and we would all bait together and get the whole thing rolling. And when my boys were old enough to hunt, one of my boys said to me, well, Mom, you know, now that Ryan's old enough, maybe you should start hunting. And so that's what I did.
So you got into hunting because you wanted it to be a family affair.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about the first buck that you got solo, which was with your boys, right?
Yes. One of my boys was hunting on the side of me, and yet my other son, Bob, had gotten his that morning. So he was back at camp.
Okay. And how far away were your blinds?
Our blinds were probably, maybe not quite a quarter of a mile away.
But still good distance. I mean, it's not like somebody's, you know, within shouting range even hardly.
Right, right.
So let's talk about that first buck. I believe you told me off the air it was a spike.
Yes.
And this time, what was your buck?
This year, I got a 5-pointer.
Yeah. So you got a little bit bigger deer. And I want to hear the story about why you decided to hunt where you did. And were you in Marquette County? I guess
yes,
I should ask that.
Yes, okay. I was, Adam. I was in Marquette County. Well, we have been seeing deer out there. We had seen a lot of does like during the summer and that. And so we just put up a blind and I was on the ground. And
so you decided to sit on opening morning?
Yes.
Tell me about that morning a little bit.
That morning I walked to my blind and got settled. And I had deer in there like before daylight. They were two does. And they were in and out all day on opening day. So
did you name them?
No, I didn't.
I know guys that do that. Like, all right, Sally and Betty back in the bait pile today. And they were here this morning. Now they're back this afternoon.
No, I did go back out to the bait pile around 3 o'clock, though. And I put a little bit more corn in that out because they had been feeding quite a bit. And the one doe was standing off in a distance, and she wasn't afraid at all. She just watched me, and I talked to her. And
it's funny, when you don't have a doe permit for your area, I mean, if you have a doe permit, you don't name the animals. You just don't, because you just don't want to name something you're going to shoot. But
right.
You knew you weren't going to shoot these does. You saw them over and over again.
I did.
And what day did you take him on?
I took him on the second day.
Okay, so Saturday then.
Yes, yes.
So what I'm wondering is if I can get you to hang around a little longer, and I want to hear about the moment that your 5-point stepped out.
Sure can.
Kathy Pierce from Nagani telling her second buck story. Seven. We'll get to hear the rest of that when we return in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. So stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.